August 13, 1923, the Fiat Volantis Tua had its beginning, origin and seat in the celestial Malma. This plan of the human will and the divine was realized by Jesus, and now, through Luisa, he makes it available to human creatures. I felt oppressed because of the privation of my sweet Jesus. So I started to pray, praying that he would no longer delay his return to my poor soul, for I could no longer resist. Then, to my surprise, I saw that he was clinging to my neck, surrounding me with his arms, with his face touching mine, and with the light which he wanted to infuse in my mind. Drawn to him, I kissed him, but it was as though I wanted to reject that light, as I said to myself, I don't care about knowing things. All I want is to save my soul, and Jesus alone is enough to save me. All the rest is nothing. But Jesus touched my forehead and I could no longer resist. So the light entered into me and said, My daughter, one who has been called to an office, must know the secrets, the importance, the duties, the goods, the founder and all which belongs to that office. Now, you must know that a simple creature broke the relations which existed between the divine will and the creature, and the split destroyed the plans which God had in the creation of man. Now, a simple creature, the virgin queen of all, although endowed with many graces and privileges, but still a mere creature, was given the office to bind again, to be tested by, and to place herself in relation with the will of her Creator, in order to repair the first split of the first creature. A woman, the first one. A woman, the second one. She was the one who, binding her will to ours, gave back to us the honor, the decorum, the subjection, and the rights of creation. Was it not one creature alone who received the beginning of evil and formed the seed of the ruin of all generations? In the same way, this celestial creature alone received the beginning of good. By putting herself in relation with the will of her Creator, she formed the seed of the eternal Fiat, which then became a tree. And the eternal Word felt drowned to rest in the shade of his eternal will, and he was conceived, forming his humanity in that virginal womb, in which his supreme will reigned as a ruling king. Do you see, then, how all goods come from my supreme will, and all evils enter the field when the creature withdraws from the divine will? Had I not found a creature who had my will's life, and who placed herself in relation with me, with those bonds of creation wanted by me, I would not have wanted, nor would have I been able to descend from heaven to take on human flesh in order to save man. Therefore, my mama was the beginning, the origin, the seed of the Fiat Volantis Tua on earth as it is in heaven. Since one creature had destroyed it, it was just that one creature would rebuild it. And since my humanity never separated from my divinity, upon this seed of my own will which I found in my divine mother, I formed the great plan of the human will and the divine will. With my human will united to the divine, there was not one human act which I did not place in relation with the supreme will. With the divine will I was aware of all the acts of all generations. With the human will I repaired and bound them to the eternal will. There was not one act which escaped me, and which was not ordered by me in the most pure light of the supreme will. I could say that redemption cost me little. My external life, the pains of my passion, my examples, my word, would have been sufficient, I would have done it quickly. But in order to form the great plan of the human will and the divine, to bind all the relations and links which had been broken by it, I had to place all my interior, all my hidden life, all my intimate pains, which are far more numerous and more intense than my external pains, and which are not yet known. It is enough to say that I impetrated not only forgiveness, remission of sins, refuge, salvation and defense in the great dangers of the life of man, as I did during my passion, but the new rising of all his interior. I had to make the sun of the eternal will rise, which, binding with enrapturing power the whole interior of man, even his most intimate fibers, was to lead him to the womb of my celestial Father, as though reborn in his eternal will. Oh, how much easier it was for me to impetrate his salvation than to reorder his interior and my supreme volition. Had I not done this, redemption would not have been complete, nor a work worthy of a god. I would have neither fixed nor ordered all the parties of man, nor would I have restored in him that sanctity which was lost by withdrawing from the divine will and by breaking the relations with it. The plan is already accomplished, but in order to make it known, first it was necessary for man to know that with my life and passion he could obtain forgiveness and salvation, in order to dispose him to know how I had impetrated for him the greatest and most important thing, the new rising of his will and mine, to give him back his nobility and the relations with my will which had been broken, and with it, his original state. Now, my daughter, if my eternal wisdom disposed that a celestial creature, the holiest of all, would prepare the seat of my holy will, in which I formed the plan of the new rising of man and my supreme will, now, through another creature, by letting her enter the eternal regions of my will, and binding her will to mine, uniting her to all my acts, I make all of her interior rise again in the eternal sun of my will, and I open the field of this plan to the generations, so that, whoever wants it, can enter into it to put herself in relation with her Creator. And if, until now, the creatures have enjoyed the goods of redemption, now they will move on to enjoy the fruits of the Fiat Voluntas Tua on earth as it is in heaven, as well as the lust happiness, the dignity and nobility, the peace all celestial, which by doing his will, man had made disappear from the face of the earth. Greater grace I could not give him, because by placing him again in relation with my will, I give back to him all the goods with which I endowed him in creating him. Therefore, be attentive, since this is about opening a large field of goods for all your brothers.